Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, that's me. Well, I'm thrilled today. Best part about doing a radio show is people bringing to attention films that I would not have normally got a chance to see or check out or even know about. And I was lucky enough to come in contact with today's special show that I'm doing a special show for because it just needs some mention. This great film called With a Child, and by Titus Heckler, and also starring and producing Leslie Lewis. And say a little bit about them, okay? Let me tell you a little bit about Titus. First off, I love his Shakespearean name. He's a writer and director of film. His first feature film was With Child, produced in partnership with Leslie Lewis, and it is shortlisted for the Critics Week at the 2014 Cannes Film Festival, and it begins its festival run in fall 2014. It's already 2015, but they're going to be here in New York City. It's coming up. So you just want to check this out. I'm going to let them talk about it. I found it interesting that he's got a master's degree in theology and a degree in physics, which we'll talk about in the film. Leslie Lewis, oh my gosh. This woman is so impressive. She also plays the part of Petra in the film. And she's an actress, writer, producer, and she created this wonderful, wonderful one-woman show. It's been all over the world. It's called Miracle in Rwanda, and you've got to check that out. On top of that, she's producing more films, and you're going to hear a lot about these people. And I want to open up their mics now if they're listening, and I'm going to also open up the chat room so people online, if you want to join the chat room, just go to Blog Talk Radio and join Blog Talk Radio, and the chat room will be open, and you can ask your questions there. Okay, so I'm going to open up one mic first. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Leslie.
Oh, Leslie, I love you. I absolutely love you, Leslie. I have been now researching everything about you after I saw that film. I said, who is this woman? I have to know her. This is so amazing. Oh. I so love With Child. I so love it. I'm glad to have you on. I also have Titus on the other end, and I'm going to open up his mic. Okay. Titus, are you there?
I am here. Hi.
Oh, I love. I can't go on how lucky I am because I get exposed to such great films as this one. And I was just enamored. I'm going to have a T-shirt made. It's my guitar. Let me play. That was my favorite line. I said, that should be a T-shirt. That is so awesome. And he held a hammer up. And I just said, I just so feel this guy right now. I just so feel it, as a mom. And it was just so terrific. So let's give a little backstory now, because I know you're going to be part of the film festival coming here. And it's such a great honor. And this film is just going to win awards, awards, awards. I am sure of it. It is just so touching. I was crying watching the trailer. I was like, oh, this is so sweet. But it's great. So, all right, let's put you two together. Okay, how did this happen? The meshing of the two of you coming together on this film.
Well, I met Leslie through the lead actor of our film, actually, Carrie. Carrie was working with her on Miracle in Rwanda, and putting that
let me
show
just,
on.
Carrie van der Grind. Grind? How do you say his name?
Yes, Carrie van der Grind.
Yes.
Yeah, he plays lead Auden in the film, and yeah, he was working with Leslie on her one woman show, and so he thought she would be a fantastic fit for the role of Petra. So he introduced us way back when, and that's pretty much how we got to know each other.
Well, it's so great. You do so much. I don't know where to begin, just because I love the film so much. The fact that you put physics in there, the fact that you, I was like, wait a minute. And it's just on so many levels. It just comes back around. As a comedian, I find, you know, we call it a callback, but it comes back around in just the whole connection of things. And what was your inspiration to write the film, Titus?
Well, you know, there was a lot of different inspirations. Um, I I think one of the big things for this particular project was the fact that I was becoming a dad, and I think there was a lot of, you know, worries, anxieties, and insecurities in me that I felt like the only way I could really work that out is by, you know, writing a story about it. And so this is the result. I mean, I in the film, there are certain things that Auden is dealing with as a dad that I was dealing with as a dad as well. And I wrote them in there because of that. And I thought they were fairly unique to me, but that turns out not to be the case. A lot of people that I've spoken to had similar kind of experiences. For instance, there's a scene where Auden is sleeping and he can't hear his daughter because she hasn't cried in like 5 minutes. So obviously she must be dead. You know? And that was like, it's just so bizarre. It's this irrational thing. I felt like, yeah.
Well, you're not alone in that. I still, my son's 20. I still go in and poke him to make sure he's breathing. You're breathing? I want to be doing my job. And I love that. And that is your daughter in the film. So let's give her a shout out there.
Yes, absolutely. She is my daughter. And yeah, she's great. I mean, it's just such an amazing thing to have this document, not just a great film, but this document of my daughter as a baby. Like, it just is pretty amazing to that she has this. I don't know if she'll appreciate it when she's 20, but she has it.
She'll have it. And I'm telling you, it touched me as a mom, just because I know that when my son was born, I was so afraid of everything. I was afraid to cut his nails. I was afraid to give him a bath. And I actually had somebody do it for me because I was so afraid I was going to do something wrong. The first time I give him a bath, he slips under. And I'm like, I knew it was going to happen. I broke it already. I've hardly had it. I broke it. And some of the things you were doing in the film, I was watching because I loved Leslie's expressions, like almost, should I say something? Should I not say something on her face? And like, you know, when she comes in and says, you know, children, you shouldn't hear anything over a certain amount of decibels. You'll go deaf for hearing. But it's almost like, should I say it? Should I not say it? No, I got to say it. This is ridiculous. And it was so great. True. And Leslie, you are such from Rwanda. Just anybody, go to YouTube and just see a snippet of what this woman can do besides play multiple characters. And then here you chose to bring it all in. I don't know how you did it. It was so amazing.
Thank you. You're such a sweetheart.
What was your impetus for this to bring it in? Because you are an out there actress. So how did you work with that? Go ahead.
Well, I was so drawn to the character and the script and the storytelling. But first, let me just a caveat. I'm in an airport right now. So if you hear beeping and overhead PA announcements, that's what's going on. Yeah, I'm on my way to see my cousin perform. She's a wonderful actress as well, Laura Nicolás Olaez. And we're keeping acting in the family. When I read the script, I just really fell in love with the character and the story and what it meant, what it said. And then bringing this character to life, she's so unique. Like, she's so quirky. And it was just a perfect acting exercise.
Well, for you, it was, I know as an actor as well, that for you to not to overplay it was amazing. How you brought it all in and then parts of her would come out. It was almost like applied physics in the movie, things interacting with and reacting, and it was just things would come out later about her. The part about the, I'm not going to give it away, but about the watch. I was like, oh my God, I was traumatized. I was like, isn't that child abuse? I'm not sure, but the watch thing was so wonderful. And
our tagline in the movie is, what we choose now affects our past. What we do now affects our past. And the whole thing with the watch and what you're saying, child abuse, is that she gets to choose whether she's going to think of it as child abuse or not, because it was an essential part of how she grew up, but she's choosing now how she looks at what happened to her, and that makes all the difference for her now.
which is how Carrie's Auden Price character enters the situation.
Absolutely.
I don't want to give it away,
absolutely,
but enters the situation, a cleansing, so to speak, and an awakening for him as well. Mm-hmm. And Titus, you did so much on this film. How long did it take you to film it? Sorry, go ahead.
Say that again?
How long did it take you to film this film?
Ah, so...
Because it's a unique story, backstory.
Depends on what you mean by how long does it take to film. Like, in terms of actual production days, there were 22 shooting days.
Amazing.
And Breyer, yeah, I know. And Breyer, this is amazing. The amazing thing, actually, is that Breyer, my daughter, who plays the baby in the film, was on set for every single one of those days. And so as an independent film, like, you don't do that, right? You want to mitigate all your problems by not having, you know, any issues. You're going to shoot inside a room that's already inside a room, and you only have like a short amount of time, and so you just want to get it done and without any issues. And so, like, we're not a studio. We don't have, like, you know, quadruplets that we can switch in and out of this scene. We got one baby, and if she doesn't work, we're hooped. And so
I see you telling the mom, you couldn't have done twins. My life would have been, no.
Exactly. We should have gone to the fertility clinic. What were we thinking?
And
but what's
great.
Incredible is that this baby, well, first we had to comply with all of the rules of child actors,
of course.
But what was amazing is that she was perfect. She was born for the role, literally, because she was quiet when she needed to be quiet, and she was interactive and adorable on camera when she needed to be. Like, she was she was the perfect scene partner.
I know,
yeah.
But for you, I was watching your face because as a woman, a parent, and everything, I'm going, how can you not like react when you see something like he gives her the dusty thing to play with? You know, it's just, how can you not react? Like, should you be doing that? I know you're the director.
Well, that is Titus's direction, and that's something I want to say, that he really wanted, that was his direction, absolutely. That, because this character, she doesn't react the way most people react. She just doesn't. She doesn't have those same cues. She sees things as curious rather than as disgusting or wrong.
It was amazing, too, because of there's one part in there where you talk about how a rose has its color. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing and not seeing, I thought it applied a lot to the film. Titus, you want to take that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I've studied physics. It's what I have a degree in, and for me, I see so many connections between our emotional world, if you will, and the physical world. And I like this notion of a rose, and things aren't as they seem, and not only that, maybe they are as they seem, but you can look at them differently if that's something that works for you, that helps. And the truth is that Petra's character is correct. Like, a rose isn't red. It's reflecting red, and that's why we see it. But in terms of what it takes on, what it absorbs, it's all the other colors. And that, to me, really speaks to just the mystery of this world and how you can't draw too many absolutes. I think you can draw absolutes, but it's all about how you see things, how you can see the world differently and what's possible. So for me, I just thought that was a really lovely,
it was
a really
terrific.
Lovely thing.
And it was nice because, you know, you kind of see, in my opinion, Petra in an insular world. Yet this is what she does. She teaches, and she reaches out to so many people. So it was a very interesting dichotomy going on there. I was like,
absolutely. And Leslie did such a fantastic job with the role of Petra because she is such an odd character. And when I wrote her, I was thinking, who in the world
could possibly bring this person to life because she just is so weird. Who could relate to this person? But I remember.
Let me ask Leslie an acting question now. By the way, Leslie is also a producer as well and has many productions coming up as well. And this is your first one, Leslie?
This is my first film as lead producer, yes.
Oh, yeah, but there would be many more. You're just amazing on so many levels. But I want to say now, Petra is such a solid wall of a character. How long did it take you to prepare to step into it? Or did you just...
Oh, it took me from reading the first script, my mind started working on it. Meaning reading the script for the first time, I started thinking about it. And then,
did you base it on anyone, or did you have anybody that sometimes you can base something, or someone you know?
You know, Titus had showed me Claire Danes in Homeland
mm-hmm.
as one thought to look at.
Interesting.
And
But it was so amazing. And then as the film sort of, unrolled, there was more layers and layers kept coming up, and I kept seeing different aspects of it. But the touching part of the character, what was the theory? I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the theory. The die something theory?
Oh.
You know what it is, Titus. The
yes, Titus knows.
I'm trying to.
It was
die.
The I want to say diatribe, but that's not it. It's the something theory. He goes and he says, I applied that today.
The Gedanken experiment?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
he did a Gedanken experiment.
And I thought, wow. He was, you know, that was him reaching out, and it was just amazing. And that she actually asked, how did you do it?
Nancy, you're so sweet. I love how you watch the film. A very attentive viewer. What I loved about Petra is that, or just in terms of preparing for her, there is an aspect, I feel like my job as an actor is to find the parts in me that are like her and to amplify those parts. So the parts in me that finds science, you know, interesting, the part of me that feels, you know, that's intrigued by babies, the part of me, like, the part of me that doesn't, that just watches instead of judging. That's what I feel I brought out for Petra.
Yeah, she didn't judge. I love that there was a sandwich there. I love that there, how was it? I just baked the bread yesterday. Oh, it's okay. Such a man thing.
Yes.
It's okay. Just bake the bread.
That was one of the good things about her grandmother. Her grandmother taught her how to bake bread.
And I also love it because it's so many aspects. I could watch it again and still, it's like Game of Thrones to me. I could watch it again and again and still pick up something else from it. But the fact that science is all around us, when you cook, it's science. When you go outside, it's science. The fabrics
Absolutely.
We wear, how they're made. We are surrounded by science and take it for granted. And there's so much we take for granted. And I love also when he went to a meeting and, you know, taking for granted that you would be the only one suffering and that there was so much more going in there. Those women were wonderful, by the way.
Yeah, they were really great.
And we must mention the sister.
Oh, yeah.
Lori.
Yes, could you say her full name, please, so she gets credit?
It's Lori Cocatello.
Okay. She was wonderful as well. She was wonderful.
Yeah, she was really great. I mean, she really showed up every day, and I mean, she had a hard role because she had to play the meanie, and that's always not fun to do. But she really took on that role, and I just think she also had this humanity about her, which I think really helped. Especially, you know, you have the scene, you know, where she and Auden are not getting along, but they're connected. They've had shared experiences, and those things keep them together and give them something on which to build a relationship. And they try.
Oh, but Titus, the subtle humor that you had in there about, yeah, you can live with us. My husband needs a friend. I was cracking up. I was just like, oh, my gosh, it's so funny. And she kept going on, no, no, it's okay. He doesn't get out much. It's okay. You can still come. But he was great. And we must mention the, Carrie's role in Night at the Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Because you wouldn't recognize him from that.
No, you wouldn't. As a Neanderthal?
Yeah. But I thought it was kind of perfect in comparison because in your film, he kind of is a Neanderthalish kind of character. Like when the guy came in, I love how the men said, "What's the ratio for the formula?" I don't know, 3 to 1, 3 to 2, just mix it. And I love the mobile that you make. She's going to need a tetanus shot to play with that mobile. There were so many funny one-liners in there that were so subtle, but I was tearing up.
Oh,
well, Nancy,
that's
exactly it. Titus is a brilliant writer. He really is. And what you said about how you can watch it over and over again and catch new things, that's absolutely true. And something for me, when I first read the script, the character of Lori on the page, I mean, not Lori, of the sister-in-law on the page is really awful. But I had a different vision, you know, of what I thought she would be like. And then when I saw Lori play it, she's beautiful, you know. And so to see a beautiful woman playing this kind of, the meanie was so smart. And also she looks like the woman who plays the dead wife, which is Carrie's actual wife, Donna Lee Ford. So I thought it was just brilliant casting, Titus. I don't know if I ever said that to you, but it was.
Yes, it was. I did see that.
It is good.
She did look like her. Yeah, it is good. Yeah, your wife's a good sport. I just want to say, I'm in your film as a dead woman.
it's Carrie's wife.
Carrie's, I'm sorry. I know, I just got... Oh, that's Carrie's wife?
Yes, that's Carrie's wife. In the film, the pictures of Auden and his wife in the film are actual family pictures.
Oh, wow. That's amazing, then. That's pretty cool. It just... The guys, I love the guys, are just so... such a great group of guys. Every part, even... the part of the sister's husband, every part was so nice. It was so real. And the part about the legalese, which is that all of us, you're in a situation that's bad enough already, and you're trying to deal with, you know, a legal bully, basically. It's so true that we don't know. We do have more power than we think we do. And, you know, he just kept developing as his character as it went on. And I'm not going to give away some of the things that I did not see coming that I was like, this is a whole different turn right here. Again, science involved. And
yay.
So it was good that way. And now you're coming to New York for the festival. And I think. Go ahead.
In fact, our Indiegogo campaign just ended today, and we were 130% funded by 42 wonderful, generous funders. So we're very, very blessed that
that's fantastic.
That we're so supported by our family and friends and people who felt inspired by the movie.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I want to go to, what's the website again? I have it here.
WithChildMovie.com.
Yes.
WithChildTickets. Yes.
There's a link
on our website where you can buy tickets. So you just, I think it's withchildmovie.com and then it's
This is Saturday, May 16th, 4:20 p.m. to 6:20, and you can click on the link with Child Soho International Film Festival, and I believe that's at 12th Street and 2nd. Am I correct?
Yes, it is. Village
okay,
Cinema.
Let me tell you that theater is beautiful. That is an old Yiddish. It's in my neighborhood, actually, but I got a gig out of town, so I'm going to miss it. But it's a beautiful old Yiddish theater. It's gorgeous. It's part of the theater history of New York. So it's in a historical place. So it's really nice. So it's great. And it's just so – did you receive the award? I see you, the Canadian, for an award, the Best World Showcase. Things happen fast, so I don't know if it...
Yeah. We've been nominated for that award. Go ahead, Leslie.
We're nominated for one of just four films that are nominated for Best World Feature, which is exciting. And I was just texted by our associate producer, who is listening in, that our Indiegogo campaign thanks to a new feature, has been extended. So you can, people can still donate.
And
well,
what's
wonderful.
The website where they can go? Give them the website.
They can go to withchildmovie.com and find our Indiegogo campaign, or to our Facebook page, which is fb.com/withchildmovie. And it's right there on the page. Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, yes. No, that's great. Extend it. Let's see more. This is like I said, I'm very excited about the film. It's just when I saw it, I was like, I get exposed every now and then. I'm a New Yorker, so I am the person who goes to museums to watch films and find films like this that are off the grid a little bit. And let's see. We've got a little time before we end. I want to play the trailer, if that's okay with you.
May I play the trailer? Very sweet. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. 2 minutes and 6 seconds.
Do you want to have sex with me?
Have you ever even been in a relationship?
A romantic relationship?
Yes.
With a consenting party?
What do you think you're doing?
Working.
No one is going to let you bring a baby to work with you.
You want me to hire a father-daughter team?
Look, lady, it's not you, it's me, but it's quickly becoming you.
I'm only paying one of you. Did your wife leave you, or did she die?
You say your sister-in-law is a judge.
I didn't realize I had an arch nemesis.
You know what you're doing is wrong.
Is that the right way to say that word?
Yeah, that's wrong. How do you say it?
Mobile.
All right. What's the ratio again?
4-1 or something. She'll drink whatever, though. Thought you could use some mommy-daughter time.
What's the hardest thing about being a father right now?
You want to come over Friday night?
Why?
What's her deal?
She doesn't get out much.
I'm sad, and you're 30 years too horny.
I love you.
You realize we're not spies, and this isn't the Cold War, right?
That didn't end so well, huh?
Can I kiss
you
goodbye?
Oh,
my
God.
No.
It just reminded me how funny this film is. There are more lines in it. It's so full of love and pathos and humor.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that.
And it
seems like people who are coming to see the movie agree, because our first screening sold out, and they've had to add a second screening, which is awesome, at the Soho Film
more
Festival.
Good news. More good news.
Yeah.
More good news. This is wonderful, everyone. Please check out this film. It is just it's just a little gem of a picture. www.withchildmovie.com.
That's
follow
right.
them. And anything you want to add? 90
well,
seconds.
they can come see it at the Soho International Film Festival on May 16th at 4:20 p.m. at Village East Cinemas. And
that's
they can go to
2nd Avenue. Okay.
That's right. Go to our website, withchildmovie.com, or to our Facebook page to buy tickets. And we hope to see you there. Come say hi, because there'll be a Q&A with both of us, with Anne
I know,
Carrie.
I'm sorry I'm
and,
missing and, it. And, I'm performing out of town, but okay. Go ahead.
And our associate producer, Edward Vilga. There'll be a Q&A with all of us after the shows, after both of them. They've figured out a way for us to do that. So please come say hi to us.
And Titus, you want to add something?
I just want to say, bring your friends, because we want this film to be seen and get noticed, and we can do that with your help.
Bring your friends and tell your friends. Go to their Facebook page, www.withchild.com. Withchildmovie.com, correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right, and
thank
check you out. Thank you both for being guests on my show. You're real trooper,
have a
Leslie,
great
to go through the airport. And this stays online, by the way, so people
great
can download it and listen when they're working out everything. Thank you. Much
well, Nancy,
success with your film.
Thank you. Have a great gig out of town. But
thank
I look forward
you.
To meeting you someday. I'm in New York, so I'd love to meet up sometime.
Oh, definitely. And anytime you have anything to you contact me. All right.
Okay.
Kindest best
thank
wishes
you.
And give your daughter a hug. She deserves it.
I will.
Right.
I will. She's off to preschool, so I'll go and let her know.
All right. Happy Mother's Day to the mom.
Happy
thank
Mother's
you.
Day. Right. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this
Bye-bye.
Is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. You must check out this film. It is going to be such a big hit, and you want to be one of the first people to say, I knew it was going to be a big hit, and I wish them much luck and winning many awards. All right, this is Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, and have a good day.